front page drama from the files of the American Weekly.
But Rosita, I was going to ask you. That is why I'm here. I was here before him all.
But I asked first, my timid little fellow, and only the bold deserve the favor.
Rosita.
Pedro, I am sorry. You are a gentle young man, and many girls would be very happy to go with you. But I will go with Ramon.
Pedro Gonzalez had no one to blame but himself. When a man is so cowardly, he can do nothing but talk about the weather when he should be speaking his mind to the girl he loves. What can he expect? Listen as Front Page Drama brings you an amusing story taken from the files of the American Weekly, the great magazine that is distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. Imagine the excitement some 25 years ago of the inhabitants of Monteverde, a remote Mexican village, when it was learned that for the first time in its history, a movie was to be shown in an improvised outdoor theater. Nothing else was spoken about, and everybody, old and young, was agog with anticipation. That is, everybody except Pedro Gonzalez. He sat alone in his little house, lost in his thoughts. That was how Tito Ramirez found him.
Pedro! How you can sit like this with your nose hanging down to your chin? Have you not seen what is being done in preparation for the wonderful exhibition?
I have not seen.
You are not interested?
I am not interested.
You joke, Pedro.
No, Tito, I do not joke.
But everybody is going to see the wonderful movie.
I, Pedro Gonzalez, am not interested and I am not going.
Ah, you do not have the money, eh? I will lend it to you.
Thank you. I have the money, but I am not going.
Oh, now I understand. It's Rosita. She will not go with you. Is that it?
I have not asked her.
Then ask her.
What is the use? Will it make her love me? Will it make her look upon me with shining eyes? No, to her I am a worm. Less than a worm.
But Pedro, you have never seen a movie.
No, I never will.
Once when I was in Mexico City, I went to see the movie. Let me tell you about it.
I do not care to hear, Tito.
Nevertheless, I shall tell you. In the movie, one sees a beautiful girl.
Not so beautiful as Rosita.
More beautiful than Rosita. This girl is courted by a brave and handsome man.
What is that to me? When Rosita sees this brave and handsome man, she will only think the less of me.
Oh, you do not understand. The man makes love to the girl in the movie. He holds her hand. He sighs. He tenderly kisses her cheek. Then he takes her in his arms. She surrenders to him. And returns his kiss. In the end, they are married.
To me, that will not happen, I assure you, Tito.
But the ladies who watch his lovemaking, they grow romantic.
You mean, if Rosita looks at the brave and handsome one in the movie, she will feel more kindly towards me?
Is it truth? I advise you to ask her quickly before Ramon Carlos asks her. For if she goes to the movie with him, I can assure you she will be wedded to him before Christmas.
She prefers him to me as it is. The movie will not change that.
What can you lose? Take my advice, Pedro, and escort Rosita to the movie. If you do, Ramon Carlos will be without a wife long after you have sent your first child to confirmation.
Oh, you give me hope, Tito. I will go see Rosita at once. Perhaps the movie will win her for me. Who knows? Good evening, Rosita.
Good evening, Pedro.
It is a nice evening, is it not?
It is nice.
See, it was warmer today than yesterday, is that not so?
I did not notice, Pedro. I was busy all day watching the workmen make the places for the movie.
Oh, you are going to see Rosita?
I do not know. I have not yet been asked.
Rosita, loveliest flower of all Mexico. Good evening, Rosita, my dove.
Good evening, Ramon.
Oh, who is this I see here? It looks like a man, but I'm sure it is not. Oh, I see it is Pedro, the little rabbit.
Ramon, have you seen the preparations for the movie?
Have I seen them, Rosita? I have already carved our names on the bench that you and I will occupy.
But Rosita...
Thank you, Ramon. I accept your invitation.
But Rosita, I was going to ask you. That is why I'm here. I was here before Ramon.
But I asked first, my timid little fellow. And only the bold deserve the favor.
Rosita.
Pedro, I am sorry. You are a gentle young man, and many girls would be very happy to go with you. But I will go with Ramon.
You think
I am a coward, Rosita?
Everybody knows that you're nothing but a frightened rabbit. Look, look, you carry a gun, but no one has ever seen you shoot it. Even at a tin can, you are afraid to aim and pull the trigger.
A gun is not for shooting at tin cans. If Rosita were in danger, I would know how to use it.
Oh, you would defend her, yes? Very well, then. Let us test your courage. We will duel to see who takes her to the movie. At 10 paces, Pedro. Draw that gun from its holster. I will give you the first shot.
I do not fight duels.
What did I say? A rabbit. Go, little one. Do not pollute this fragrant night air with the odor of fear.
Rosita.
Good night, Pedro.
Poor Pedro, shamed before the woman he loved. Too timid to stand and fight. Was there any hope for him? Listen in just a moment, and we'll bring you the conclusion to this front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly. Everyone is interested in a love story, perhaps because love of someone or something is an emotion almost everyone has in common. Beginning with the American Weekly issue of September 10th, Adela Rogers St. John's, one of America's foremost reporters, tells the inside story of hitherto unknown romances, heartbreaks, failures, and successes of Hollywood stars. Stars whose names have become household words throughout America. Don't miss this series entitled Love, Laughter, and Tears. It starts in the September 10th issue of the American Weekly, a magazine with an infinite variety of unusual true stories and articles. Its distinguished big-name contributors and its daring dramatic illustrations, many of them in full color, have earned the American Weekly a permanent welcome by readers in over 9.5 million homes. The American Weekly is distributed with a leading Sunday paper in this city. Read it, and you'll agree that it deserves its slogan, the nation's reading habit. And now, back to our front page drama. 2 minutes after the gates at the outdoor theater had swung open for the first movie ever shown in Monteverde, every bench inside was bristling with townsfolk, eager for the entertainment, which to them was one of the wonders of the world. Pedro, too, was persuaded that he must not let his broken heart deprive him of this wonderful experience. To his chagrin, he found himself sitting just behind Rosita and Ramon.
I cannot bear to sit here, Tito, so near to Rosita. She ignores me as if I were a block of wood.
There are no other seats, Pedro, so sit where you are.
Then I will stand.
No, 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 they are beginning. Aha, first the music. And now begins the picture. Look, there, on a white sheet.
Madre mio! There are words where before there was nothing.
He says, the perils of Madeline.
Perils? What you told me was to be about love.
Shh, shh. Look.
Look, people walk there. Real people, live people. But they do not speak. Tito, their lips move, but I cannot hear what they say.
What they say will soon be printed on the sheet. Now be quiet and observe, Pedro. Ah, see? There is the beautiful girl, I promise you.
Ah, not so beautiful as you know who.
Oh, more beautiful. Be still and watch.
Tito, observe. Those villains are about to thrust the beautiful girl over the cliff. They must not do it.
The brave and handsome hero will stop them.
But how can he when he is tied to the railroad track? Something must be done, Tito. See, everyone feels as I do.
Stop, do not hurt. Ramon, do not let that beautiful girl be killed.
But what am I to do? There are 10 of them in alarm.
But we cannot let her die. Help.
I will save her. Villains, do not harm that innocent girl, you hear? I, Pedro Gonzalez, command you. Do not throw her over the cliff.
Sit down, Pedro. You cannot stop them.
I will stop them. Listen to me, villains. Stop or I fire.
Amigo, you are the fool. You jump up like the crazy man and empty your gun at the pictures. I told you they were not real people. But no, you must shoot.
At home now I realize, but
Then it was so real.
Now the whole town laughs at you, Pedro.
Now they can laugh. But they too believed that the innocent girl was to be thrown over the cliff. They were all screaming and shouting.
But you had to be the one to shoot. If you had done that in Mexico City, you would have been thrown into the Juzgao. That must be the man from the pictures coming to make you pay for his scream.
Come in.
Pedro.
Rosita, you come to see me?
Yes, Pedro.
Excuse me. Suddenly I remember very urgent business I must take care of. Good evening, senorita.
Good evening, Tito.
I am sorry, Rosita. I have been a fool.
You believed that the girl was in danger.
Si.
And so did I, Pedro. You were both fooled by the moving pictures on the sheet.
Ramon has more to laugh about, is he not, Rosita? He says that with pictures I can be brave.
Let him laugh. I am finished with him.
Finished?
He did not shoot at the villains.
But Ramon is a man who knows a thing or two. He realized they were only pictures.
Oh, no, Pedro, no. To him, they were real, just as they were to us. Otherwise, why did he say when I begged him to save the girl that there were 10 in the gang and that they were armed?
Then Ramon is not the brave man you thought
he is. He is a coward, Pedro. You are the brave man.
Oh, Rosita, you give me courage. Rosita, will you... will you do me the honor? No, I cannot say
it. Oh, si, Pedro. Pedro, say it. I want to hear it.
Oh, Rosita, will you do me the honor to allow me to speak to your father?
Si, Pedro. You may speak to my father.
Rosita.
Pedro. You kissed me.
I am a brave man, am I not?
Pedro Gonzalez had come a long way. But what more does any man need to be brave other than the confidence of the girl he loves? This has been another front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. Our story today had a happy ending, but love stories don't always end this way. In fact, many famous romances have ended in despair and heartbreak. Adela Rogers St. John's tells the inside story of famous Hollywood romances in a new series entitled Love, Laughter, and Tears, commencing with a September 10th issue of the American Weekly. Join this famous reporter as she reveals her intimate knowledge of behind-the-scenes love, laughter, and tears of the great movie stars themselves. Don't fail to get your September 10th issue of the American Weekly. You know, there's a saying in journalism that a magazine is no better than its features, and the outstanding quality of the American Weekly's features are a byword among its steady readers. Exclusive stories from behind the headlines, frank first-person memoirs, thrilling true stories that take you to the far corners of the earth and right around the corner, written by some of the world's best writers. You too can enjoy this great magazine, for it comes with leading Sunday papers all over the country. Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper in this city that carries with it the American Weekly. And see for yourself why it's become the nation's reading habit.